This is Peter Graves at the FIS Calendar Conference in Bulgaria, and I have the opportunity to be with Dave Dyer right now, Events Director for Cross Country Canada. And Dave, things certainly coming out of this meeting here in Bulgaria look obviously very, very promising. You've had great reviews. Just a couple of moments ago, we heard Vigard Olvang talk about how pleased he was that this is going to happen. So what are your feelings right now about the Tour of Canada?
Well, I think, you know, certainly thanks to the work the organizing committees have been doing in Gatineau and Montreal, Quebec City, out in Canmore, the tour is looking very good. There's still an awful lot of work to be done. Now we have the plans we have to execute, and we have to execute very, very well. So the challenge is still ahead of us, to be very honest, but I think we're at least got to the third or fourth inning, and we're in good shape.
You know, I had forgotten until Vigard had mentioned that the work on this has actually gone back quite a long time. I think I heard talk about it in Vancouver going back to 2010, and now we're on the cusp of it. Really historic for Canada.
Well, it's part of our plan to continue hosting international events. We see the athlete development component as very important for our athletes, our younger athletes, and also for the older athletes. If you remember back in 2005, it was Becky Scott and Sarah Renner that came to Cross Country Canada's board and asked us to consider hosting World Cups. All of our national athletes or our top end athletes spend tons of time in Europe, and they just wanted an opportunity before they retired to compete at home, and we were able to deliver because of the Alberta World Cup Society and the group out in Vernon. That was very successful, and I think our interest in hosting has continued from there.
All right, and television contracts not yet decided, I believe, on a national level for Canada. Is that right, Dave?
Well, we have TBS Sports for the French language component of the tour, and they'll be covering the all eight races of the tour, and that's very positive for us. And of course, with the athlete base in Quebec, that's extremely important for cross country Ski Canada. On the English side, it's a little more challenging, but we've gone back to our traditional partner, and hopefully, we'll be able to pull something together that'll include live web streaming as well as highlight packages of the races on the weekend.
Great. Still a lot to do as we get ready for March, some months away, but I have a feeling for you and all the organizers that time will pass quickly because you're going to be working very hard, Dave.
This is taking an inordinate amount of time to put together, and but I think based on the reception here from the coaches, they're all very strongly committed to making the World Cup a World Cup. And Canada has become the major player in that that venture, and the feedback we receive from coaches and athletes is always have been very, very positive. So our chore is to make it as streamlined and as turnkey as possible for the teams, so that it's just not a one-off. That in 1920, when again we're into a non-championship Olympic Games season, we might be considered another opportunity to host the tour.
All right, Dave, exceptionally proud of the work you all have done and the event organizers around the nation in Canada. And thanks a lot, and we'll talk soon.
Yep, for sure. Thanks very much, Peter.